Well, I'm sure everyone's interested in your connection with EAS and creatine monohydrate.
Sure.
What sparked your original interest in creatine?
Well, you know, back in those days, 1992, you know, what was going on back then, all of these companies, and you have to understand, these companies really don't do research and development. You know, it's crazy. But they do generate a lot of money. And back in those days, everybody, all these companies were promoting these real heavy weight gain products. You know, like if you want to get muscular, drink down our 2,000, 3,000 calorie drink, right? And we were sitting there off to the sidelines, and we thought, well, this is, you know, this is not how you really put on muscle. And, you know, we came across this published study in Clinical Science, September 1992, where they administered creatine monohydrate in Europe, actually I think it was England, and they showed that the creatine was absorbed orally, which is, that's a good plus, and it was taken up into the tissues. So we thought that creatine may have a benefit for bodybuilders in particular. And we ordered the raw material from a company here in America known as Fansteel, and we actually underdosed everybody. We had about 7 friends. And this is a real funny story. For the first couple of weeks, we were very, you know, cautious about dosing everybody. So we were giving everybody 5 grams a day, and we didn't see much of an effect. So intuitively, we decided to up the dose, which we did, to about 20 grams a day in divided dosages. And it was like somebody just hit a switch. Within a week, everybody got stronger. Everybody started gaining weight, getting more muscular. And you know, we were actually taken back by this, and we were pretty excited about it. And then what I did was I thought, okay, this is great. You know, we can sell this now to, you know, a couple of major companies that are doing bodybuilding supplements. And I don't want to mention the name of these companies, you know, but the first company I went to, it's a very big name, right, in the United States. They looked at the research that we sent them, and you know, we talked to them on the phone a number of times. And within a couple of weeks, they concluded that creatine monohydrate was not going to be effective and didn't have any commercial value. So we were like stunned. So we went to the next company, which was the second biggest bodybuilding company in 1993 at this time. And same story. They turned us down. They said, this doesn't really have much commercial value. We don't think there's anything here. And that's what forced me to start marketing the product ourselves under our own label. And, you know, it was my friend Anthony Almada and myself, and, you know, we didn't even have a name of a company. So how we came up with EAS, it was Ed, Anthony, and Secretary. So that's how we started the company EAS, and I just started selling creatine ourselves with a distributor back in the Midwest, or actually back east, Bob O'Leary Supplements. And, you know, the rest is history.